994, Budget Holdings LLC seeks a variance from the landscape buffer requirements in the combined highway overlay zone. Section 115-83.15 and 115-194.1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located east of Sussex Highway. The 911 address is not available. The zoning district is C2. The tax parcel is District 530, MAP 10, parcel 58.09. The applicant is seeking a 154.28-foot variance from the 20-foot buffer requirement for a property in the combined highway corridor overlay zone. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and one mail return.
Ms. Norwood, did I hear that right? 154.28 from the 20-foot buffer requirement? Or is it a waiver buffer, 20-foot variances of 154.28 linear feet? Is that?
That's probably better.
Okay.
I took it from the application.
I understand. I'm just trying to, this seemed a little odd the way I heard it, so it's been a long day.
Mr. Ott?
Good evening. For the record, my name is David Hutt, a local attorney here in Georgetown with the law firm of Morris James. This evening, I am representing Budget Holdings LLC, which is the applicant and owner of the property that is the subject of tonight's hearing. As you can see on the screens around the room, the property is located along Route 13, just a little bit south of the municipal limits of the town of Greenwood. Need another one? Okay. And just for everyone's reference, all of the handouts that I just gave to you will be on the screens, but sometimes it's easier to see them right in front of you than on the screens. With me tonight to assist in this presentation, sitting to my right, your left, is Dave Heatwall. He's a professional engineer with SiteWorks Engineering LLC, and they are the project engineers for Budget Holdings' proposed use of the property. I know that every application, and I also recognize this evening that I'm what stands between you and either football or finding out if the Phillies can clinch the National League East tonight. So hopefully I can go through this quickly. I know all variance applications are somewhat nuanced because it's the nature of what you do. You've had to obviously do that twice a month and three already this evening that you've considered. And I would say on top of that, this application is particularly nuanced from even the path it took to get here this evening. And I'm referring to it as nuanced because it arises out of section 115-194.1 of the zoning code, which is the section of the zoning code regarding the combined highway corridor overlay zone, which most of the people in the planning and zoning office would just call the CHCOZ. That is an overlay corridor zoning classification for certain properties along Sussex County's three primary north-south corridors. So that exists along properties that are immediately adjacent to Route 1, Route 113, and Route 13. If you're not in an incorporated area, one of the towns, then you're subject to the CHCOZ. Essentially, what it provides is it takes the typical setback that exists on one of those properties, depending on your zoning classification, and then it adds at the very front of the property next to the right-of-way a 20-foot corridor buffer. And if you read that section of the code, it gives all the reasons why that is. I'm not going to go through those tonight. But then it also states things that can't be in that buffer, and there'd be things that you would think of. And then it has requirements for a certain amount of landscaping within that first 20 feet. So there's an aesthetic component to the combined highway corridor overlay zone. And to Mr. Sharp's question a moment ago of how do we get a 150-some-foot variance from a 20-foot setback or corridor buffer, I'll show that in a moment. But tonight's application does not seek relief from that 20-foot requirement of the width of the corridor buffer. It also really doesn't seek relief from what's permitted in that corridor buffer. Tonight's application, and this is why I refer to it as greatly nuanced, seeks a variance from the landscaping requirements of that buffer zone. Specifically, what the code says is for every 100 linear feet, you have to have 22 vegetative things. And what the code says is 12 of those are supposed to be trees, deciduous or evergreen trees, and 10 of them are supposed to be shrubs. You will see as I go through the presentation that because of the location of an existing stormwater management facility, there is not enough room to place those and still be able to maintain the right maintenance area that the Sussex Conservation District requires around stormwater management facilities. You'll also hear that Mr. Heatwall went to the Sussex Conservation District and asked them if shrubberies were placed, could those be placed along at 8 foot centers? And of course, that would mean if you divide 8 into 100, that linear feet, it comes out to 12 and a half, which would be 12 of the 22 required pieces of vegetation in that buffer without any trees in that buffer. So tonight's variance application is to essentially reduce the required number of plantings from 22 to 12 within a 100 linear feet and not require any of those plantings to be trees, but instead for them all to be shrubs. And what you'll see in a moment when we get to that slide is that the 150-some feet is the length over which that exists, of course, not the depth. Very quickly, the property is located along Route 13, which runs from the top of the page to the bottom of the page, running left to right across the screen. I'm sure you all recognize as Route 16 or Route 36. The property is situated right where it's outlined in yellow. The property is situated right where Route 13 becomes a divided highway. Of course, in the middle, you have the Greenwood Fire Department and also Discover Bank between the north and southbound lanes of Route 13. Immediately to the right of where, or the east of where the fire company and Discover Bank are, is of course a very large Royal Farms that serves not only cars, but a lot of trucks and traffic through there. Just south of the Royal Farms, as you travel down Schultz Road, you have the Cheer Center for the Greenwood area. And then of course you have Dollar General, which is right about where the cursor is located. Immediately south of Dollar General is Budget Mini Storage, which is owned and operated by tonight's applicant, Budget Holdings LLC. Tonight's applicant, or the Budget Holdings, purchased the property that's highlighted in yellow in 2017, seeking to expand that self-storage area to that property that's immediately to the south of it. At the same time in 2017, and actually it was just before that in 2016, the same property owner sold this property down here to a company called Beaver Dam Holding LLC. Anybody who has pets may use their pet food. Their Beaver Dam pet food is, that is their location along Route 13 that is located there. Again, the common owner amongst all those properties from Budget Holdings all the way down to Beaver Dam Holding there at the southern end was two individuals by the name of Lyle Hamilton and Ted Lejewski. And those two individuals had Budget Holdings grant an easement in 2017 so that there would be this access road that you can see on the screens that parallels Route 13 to give access to all those subdivided parcels along Route 13. In order to install that access road, they were selling the property to Beaver Dam Holding. So in order to sell that property with access to a public right-of-way, they had to create, Mr. Hamilton and Mr. Lejewski had to create that right-of-way. And this is a little bit closer image. You can see the access road that comes off of Cheer Lane. And you can see the access road that goes through where the cursor is located, which is hard to see on the screen. But that is the Dollar General. This is the existing Budget Mini Storage. Of course, outlined in yellow is the property we're talking about. And then Beaver Dam is at the southern end of that access road. And there's actually one parcel that exists past that property. The good news is that Mr. Hamilton and Mr. Lejewski did what they were supposed to do when they were installing that access road. They were disturbing more than 5,000 square feet, and that means that you have to go to the Sussex Conservation District because of the amount of area that you're disturbing. So they filed an application with the Sussex Conservation District. Looks like this. It's in the packet materials that you have, but again, it details that they're installing this access road and that they needed to install stormwater management for that access road. The Sussex Conservation District, on January 17th of 2017, granted them permission to install that access road. And in the lower left-hand corner, I highlighted this. You can see that the Sussex Conservation District, as I think Ms. Lepore and Ms. Norwood can attest to, the Sussex Conservation District routinely copies the county, whoever the planning and zoning director is, on determinations and approvals of this nature. After receiving this permit to install that access road and the stormwater management specifically for it, the next thing that occurred was it was installed by Mr. Hamilton and Mr. Lazuski. And after they installed it, the next step in the process is to prepare an as-built and have the Sussex Conservation District sign off on that. We have a copy of that letter in the materials for you. In April of 2018, the Lyle Hamilton Access Road Pond received as-built approval. Again, the highlighting doesn't show up very well on the screens. It's a little washed out, but again, you can see that the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Office, again, was copied on these plans. I note this history for two reasons this evening. First, it shows that all the regulations were followed when this access road was installed, and this stormwater management facility was placed in this location. If we go back again, we can see this is the stormwater management facility that we're talking about right here. And you can see that it is the stormwater management facility for that access road. As you can see, the swale, it starts as obviously a very thin strip of water and then widens as it gets to this pond, which is an infiltration pond. The second reason is exactly what I was just pointing out with the number of properties that are impacted by the stormwater management facility. Of course, it's all the properties that use that access road, but it shows that this stormwater management facility is not just for the benefit of the property that's outlined in yellow, but it's actually for the benefit of all the properties who get the benefit of that access easement. Again, it has an impact and a reach beyond just the parcel, which is the subject of tonight's application and highlighted in yellow on the screens. This leads to the site plan that shows what Budget Holdings would like to do. And it's difficult to see. It might be easier on some of the pictures that you have in front of you. But essentially, this is the parcel right here that we are talking about. And the existing Budget mini storage is located here. And that would carry forward with buildings at the rear of the property. And of course, the access road stays in the same location. When the site plan was submitted to the Planning and Zoning Office, as you know, when you're going to improve a property commercially, you have to submit a site plan to the Planning and Zoning Office. That's reviewed by the Planning Commission. When it was submitted, the Planning Commission and the staff questioned the plantings in the combined highway corridor overlay zone in front of this pond right here, which is the pond that we are talking about. And the applicant asked them to consider whether this would be an exception. There's a few exceptions that are listed in the code based on a number of things: historical nature of the property, timing of when the underlying subdivision was approved, when the original site plan, when the original site plan was approved. There's a series of things when an application can apply for that. The Planning Commission discussed it briefly and suggested that because the combined highway corridor overlay zone anticipates these requests being heard by the Board of Adjustment, that the right thing to do was to send it here. And so here we are in front of you this evening. While the site plan is up on the screen, I did want to talk a little bit about some of the math that Mr. Sharp noted. The frontage of the property is approximately 191 feet. And of that, the application, of course, that was filed for this evening's application was for 154.28 feet. And the difference between those is approximately 37 feet, And that's the area right here at the southern end of the property along the right-of-way. In that area, the plantings can actually occur that are required within the combined highway corridor overlay zone. When you look at the pond, the stormwater pond that we are talking about, and it might show up again better on the printed versions that you have, there you'll see actually two red ovals. The first is, of course, the stormwater management pond itself. And then the second red area that surrounds it is the 15-foot maintenance area that the Sussex Conservation District requires so that as the pond needs to be maintained, there's a place and an opportunity to do that. And you can see there's a blue line, and again, I can't see it on the screens very well because of my failing eyesight, but there is a blue line here that actually shows the 20 feet, which is the combined highway corridor overlay zone. If you look really carefully, and if I was more skilled with the computer, I'd be able to blow it up on the screen for you. There are a series of plantings that are shown right along the right-of-way here. And again, it'll probably show up better on the printed version that you have in front of you. But those plantings, those are the ones I talked about briefly at the beginning. Mr. Heatwall contacted the Sussex Conservation District and asked if even if those plantings end up within that 15-foot maintenance area, if they were as close to the right-of-way to Route 13 as possible, could shrubberies be placed there 8 feet on center? And so, and these were the specific types of shrubberies on the right-hand side of the screen that you see. And you can see the response from the Sussex Conservation District. And I'll have Mr. Heatwell confirm this in just a moment. But as you can imagine, the Sussex Conservation District's thought is that a shrubbery won't get in the way of maintaining that pond. If it gets in the way, I'm sure the shrubbery goes, as compared to a tree. If the trees that were replanted, the 12 trees that are required to be planted every 100 feet, if they were planted, that would be certainly much more difficult to maintain around and replace in the event of a maintenance that needed to occur there. Switching back to the site plan, one thing, and this is something else I'll ask Mr. Heatwell to confirm when he is under oath, but one thing to bear in mind is that the stormwater management pond that we are talking about has nothing to do with, does not provide any stormwater management capacity for the development of the entirety of this parcel. That stormwater management facility, as you saw the applications to the Sussex Conservation District, was solely for the stormwater management of that access road. The stormwater management for the development of this parcel is in the basin that you see to the right-hand side of the access road. And I think on the plans that you have in front of you would show up as infiltration pond number two. And of course that makes sense as when the original pond was installed, this was a farm field, and so they were not trying to manage the stormwater for that farm field. Real quickly, I'm sure everyone in this room, anyone watching online is familiar with the property. This is of course the northbound side of Route 13. You can see that access road is this gray line running along there. You can see the storage facility sort of in the background. These pictures were just taken last, I think, week. Well, for sure, last week. I was going to say a day, but I might get it wrong. So you can see it's still agricultural. And you can actually see the swale that runs along there to the pond. That's, of course, getting a little long. This is the actual pond that we're talking about. And so you would we would be adding plantings that are code compliant with the CHCOZ right here. This is actually, of course, within the facility or the property itself. You can see that the existing mini storage is on the right here, Dollar General just past it. This is looking at the stormwater pond, and of course, the access road is here. This is looking the opposite direction from north to south, looking at the pond again. You can see the Beaver Dam holding property and their building there at the southern end of those subdivided lots. This is the actual stormwater management facility that runs parallel to Route 13. And that is the last of the photographs. As the board is familiar with, there are five factors for the granting of a variance. First is the uniqueness of the property. The existing stormwater management facility that you see on the screens around the rooms was permitted and installed for the access road to not only this property, but the other properties to the south of it. And that is one of the reasons it's in that location is because of the elevation and topography dictated that the stormwater management pond for that access road be at that location. This existing stormwater management facility for this access road gives these this property a unique condition. The second factor is that it is the property cannot otherwise be developed and that the variance is necessary to enable the reasonable use of the property. And it is necessary because this is the stormwater management access that provides access to not only this property, of course, but to the properties to the south of it. The properties to this, as you can imagine, if you took out the infiltration pond at the downstream end of this stormwater management facility, all of those properties would have to figure out a way to handle the stormwater management from this access road. The third factor is that it was not created by the applicant. As you saw on the screens and the documents that you have, this was actually created by the person who subdivided those lots along Route 13. But I did want to note, because that sounds like I'm throwing them under the bus when I say that, but as you saw, they actually did everything right. They went to the Sussex Conservation District, got the permits to install that. And so this is just a timing of how approvals occurred is what led to that. The fourth is whether or not it will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. And certainly, I don't believe that the requested variance will alter the essential character of the neighborhood. It's looked exactly like you see on the screens around the room right now since 2017. There are many instances throughout Sussex County where there is not any CHCOZ. There's many properties that do not have any plantings in front of them. The fifth factor is whether or not this is the minimum variance that will afford the requested relief. And as the site plan that we looked at just a moment ago shows, this is what we believe is the minimum variance that will afford relief. Where the plantings for the CHCOZ would fit, they were placed. And then the applicant went the next step and reached out to the Sussex Conservation District to try to put as many plants as they could within the area between Route 13 right-of-way and the edge of the stormwater management facility and still allow that stormwater management facility to be accessed. And so rather than 22 plants for every 100 feet, as I mentioned before, there will be 12 plants for every 100 feet with no trees being within that corridor buffer. This time I'm going to ask Mr. Heatwall if he would come up and be sworn in by Mr. Sharp.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Dave Heatwall from 39 Commerce Street, Harrington, Delaware.
Do you swear or affirm testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
Mr. Heatwall, are you a licensed professional engineer in the state of Delaware?
I am.
And are you familiar with the application of the budget holdings property as it was just presented to the board?
Yes.
And are you and your company the engineers of record for this project?
Yes.
You've heard the information that was presented to the board this evening. Was the application presented accurately and what was said true and correct?
Yes.
You heard me reference the pond that's situated that we're seeking the variance from with the CHCOZ. When I indicated that pond was stormwater management exclusively for this access road, from an engineering standpoint, was that a correct statement?
Yes, that is correct.
And the stormwater management for the development of the property as a self-storage facility will be in pond number two, which is on the right-hand side of the access road?
Yes, that is correct.
And when you obtained the email from the Sussex Conservation District, in your opinion, was the Sussex Conservation District comfortable that with the shrub plantings within the CHCOZ, that the stormwater management facility could still be properly maintained?
They were. Excavators are about 8 to 9 feet wide, so you can still get in there. You normally don't drive right on top of banks. You can still slide in there, back the dump truck up. So it's wide enough.
Do you have anything else that you think is important for the board to know?
No.
That concludes our presentation. If the board has any questions, or Mr. Sharp or any of the staff, I'm happy to try to answer them.
Questions?
I have one question.
Just a comment more than a question. It would seem that, like, looking at that access road, I think you're better off having these, just a comment, better off having these shorter shrubs there anyway. I would think, just by the pictures I've looked at, that if you had tall trees there, it would block that access road in or out. Mm-hmm. Just my thought. I didn't know if that was ever discussed, but if those trees are tall, I would feel like that would block that access area and create a hazard there too. Is that valid?
Are you saying if the trees are closer to the access? Feet,
yes. Do you think they eventually, if they grew up to be mature trees, that would create an issue there?
Yes, in the maintenance access. Yes, absolutely.
I drive by there and fly over there almost daily, and I just can't see the way that Mr. Hamilton laid that out, that trees there would be a good thing. With the ponds there and the maintenance on the ponds, you can take into account the roots someday and all that. I just can't see where that would be a good thing. Mr. Sharp?
I have no questions. I just am trying to figure out how to articulate the actual variance that's needed. I know Mr. Hutt seemed to summarize it, but just so that I'm clear, that what the applicant is seeking is a reduction in the landscape buffer requirement for 154.28 linear feet, and in that area, that the reduction would be a maximum of requirement that only 12 shrubs be planted per 100 feet and no trees be required in that area.
That's correct.
Is that fair summation of it all? Okay.
Yes, Mr. Yep, that's correct, Mr.
All right,
Schultz.
Thank you.
Does that conclude your presentation, Mr.
It Robert? Does, thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to speak in favor of this case? Anyone who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case number 12994 for Budget Holdings LLC and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 12994 for Budget Holdings LLC for the requested variances pending a final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. I do believe the property has unique physical conditions due to that stormwater drainage part of that facility. I do believe the exceptional practical difficulty at that point had not been created by the applicant. It's been there since 2017, so I don't think it alters the essential character of the neighborhood, nor do I believe the plantings will. And I do believe it represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Hastings.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
And I too. So they vote a 4-0, your case is approved. Motion to adjourn.
So moved.